are broadcasting live from the mothership. You are tuned in and listening to Starseed Energy Radio with your host Jonah Bolt. Starseed Energy Radio, where you can always tune in to hear the colors and see the music. Starseed Energy Radio goes live in 3, 2, 1.
This is a special request. We don't want you to smoke genetically modified ganja. We want you to smoke the real thing. We want you to smoke the natural herb. Some call it marijuana, some call it sensimedia, some call it lamb's bread, and some people call it ganja.
Alright, what's up, Spaceship Earth? Thanks for tuning in. You're receiving a live transmission from Starseed Energy Radio. We can always tune in on Saturday nights. We have moved our time. We are now at 11 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern Time to hear the colors and see the music. I'm your host, Jonah Bolt. Today is Saturday, April 20th, 2013. Hence why we started the show with a little 420 dubstep. We'll be playing it throughout the show tonight. We have a great lineup as always. Want to start off with one of our first guests. We have David Almeida coming on the show. He's going to be talking about some metaphysics, quantum physics, and about his rare gift he received just a few years ago, which opened up his experiences into now he's a hypnotherapist and a Reiki healer. We also have Ted Edward Twitchell Hall III from Occupy Wall Street coming on the show. He has amazing updates, doing some amazing projects with the Native Americans up in the Northeast, also some sustainable projects in New York City. So we're going to get some updates from our good friend Ted, who comes on the show every now and then to update us on some things that are going on. We also have Krista and Ra coming on the show, giving us some updates on what's been going on the last month since March 13th, 2013, a very big date. We'll talk about that later on in the show. And we also have the one and only Peter Sterling coming on the show. He is a world-renowned harp player. He'll be joining us. We're going to do a little harp meditation. That'll be towards the last hour of the show. Peter will be joining us. And then we have Costa coming on the show with the Serious Movie update and also some amazing announcements he's going to make. And hopefully we might even get the producer of the new Serious Movie that's coming out. So hopefully we have that lined up. If not, we'll be hearing from Costa himself and we'll be doing a full segment with him on the second half of the show. So that is the lineup for tonight. We're going to be getting into all sorts of things, so stay tuned. And also just want to let the listeners know out there, the last 2 weeks have been a little hectic and crazy. We didn't have shows the last 2 weeks. I was traveling down to the islands to spend some time with my father, who is not doing well, that I've mentioned on the show before. So send some extra light and love to him. He's down there. I spent a week with him. So apologize for having a show, but life does come up. Things do happen. Have some amazing events coming up. Before we go to break, I want to talk about, we have Okta coming to Asheville. That's happening next Friday and Saturday. If you are in the town, April 26th and 27th in the Asheville vicinity of North Carolina, check that out. We'll have some information also up on the Twitter feed, so check out starseedradio.com for some updates. And also Washington, D.C., May 4th and 5th, Okta will be in Washington, D.C. So check those events out. Here's some more 420 dubstep. We'll be right back to start the show.
Ganja. Yeah.
meditation cube is laid out according to sacred geometry and contains layers of ether, platinum, gold, silver, copper, or aluminum metals, which carry vibrational frequencies, bringing you in tune with the God consciousness while boosting your glandular and immune system. By meditating 15 minutes a day with our Neo device, you can supercharge the law of attraction while integrating your mind, body, and spirit. So don't waste your valuable time. Join us and learn how to meditate deeply. To order your Neo meditation cube, go to starseedenergyradio.com/store.
Soul Nourishing helps you nourish your heart, mind, body, and soul with a variety of holistic health and therapeutic choices that will empower you. Elizabeth Garland is your soul coach, and she will help you resolve inner conflicts, remove toxic patterns, improve communication, and resolve incomplete emotional relationships. Change your life today. Discover joy. Contact Elizabeth Garland at 210-218-2075. That's 210-218-2075. Or for more information, visit her online today at www.soulnourishing.com. It's here. Ormus Water, now available online at the new Starseed Energy Radio online store. Ormus is short for David Hudson's Orbitally Rearranged Monatomic Elements. I take Ormus Water daily and feel a big difference in my energy. Ormus is created from pure organic sea salts and is created through an ancient alchemical process. Ormus Water can help your body back to its original state of health. It helps against fluoride, GMOs, chemtrails, and all other poisons and toxins found in our air and food today. For more information or to order Ormus, go to starseedenergyradio.com/store. WinFox Organic Herbal Blends, now available exclusively to Starseed Energy Radio. I personally take WinFox Herbal Blends every day for my health and endurance. WinFox Herbal Blends have a very high and well-substantiated rate of success with the clients they work with. All the herbs used at WinFox Herbal are grown organically and ethically wild-harvested from areas free of contamination. Their guarantee is to use only the purest, most potent, and ecologically sound herbs available in all their formulations. For more information or to order WinFox Organic Herbal Blends, visit starseedenergyradio.com/store.
My name is Angie, and I wanted to let you know how One World Whey and many of your products have helped me. I've had type 1 diabetes for 35 years and have never had such good control over my blood sugars as I do now using One World Whey. Not only has it helped keep my blood sugars more stabilized, it has also helped me with my energy level. And a couple of months after being on One World Whey, I noticed that the neuropathy pain in my feet was gone. And I had feeling in both feet again. Now I can run around on the grass and play with my kids again. Another thing that I absolutely love about the whey, it makes me feel and look a lot younger. It does more for me than any medicine I've taken. Thanks for helping my family and me. And yes, my twins love this stuff. To them, your whey is better than candy. I should know, today they fought over how much the other was getting.
One World Whey is a superfood to support your optimum blood sugar. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
All right, welcome back to the show. You're listening to Starseed Energy Radio. And if you have been to the site lately, StarseedEnergyRadio.com, we did change it to Starseed Radio. We dropped the energy. We're in the transition phase. So if you see some of the things that are back and forth, it's in transition time. We'll be updating the website and things like that soon. And, of course, you could always check our Twitter feed. We got the new web page up for Facebook, Starseed International. We'll be getting to more of that in the next few weeks. Got lots of exciting announcements. Don't want to give away too much, but if you check out starseedinternational.org, I'll give you a little sneak peek of what's happening. So the station right now is trying to get Ted. So what I'll do is I'm going to jump into a little fun facts about the day today. It is 420, which to some people out there may know what that represents, which is why we have the 420 dubstep mix. So we're going to talk a little bit about hemp. I tried getting Grandmother for Hemp on the show, but was unable to. So we're going to just go over some fun facts about hemp because it is one of the most amazing plants on the planet. It is also, hemp is among the oldest industries on the planet. It goes back more than 10,000 years to the beginning of pottery. The Columbia History of the World states that the oldest relic of human history and industry is a bit of hemp fabric dating back to approximately 8,000 BC. So it is one of the oldest used plants on the planet. Presidents Washington and Jefferson both grew hemp. Americans were legally bound to grow hemp during the colonial era and early republic. The federal government subsidized hemp during the Second World War, and U.S. farmers grew about 1 million acres of hemp as part of that program. Hemp seed is nutritious. It contains more essential fatty acids than any other source. It is second only to soybeans in complete protein, but is more digestible by humans as high in vitamin Bs and is a good source of dietary fiber. Hemp seed is not psychoactive and cannot be used as a drug. And that's the big thing about it. People think that because we grow hemp, people can go and just pick the hemp and smoke it or whatever they're thinking. Industrial hemp, you cannot smoke or get high from. So the whole big debates that are going on all over the country about growing hemp, why it's illegal, it's the industrial hemp people are trying to grow. The industrial hemp. So just do your homework. As always, check this stuff out for yourself. Anything you hear on the show, check it out. Do your due diligence and check it out. So, industrial hemp is what I'm talking about. Number four, the bark of the hemp stalk contains bast fibers, which are among the earth's longest natural soft fibers, and are also rich in cellulose. The cellulose and the hemicellulose in its inner wooden core are called herds. Hemp stalk is not psychoactive. Hemp fiber is longer, stronger, more absorbent, and more insulative than cotton fiber. So hemp fiber is way better than cotton fiber. This is also in the debates. You can find out tons of information. There's thousands and thousands of products that can be made from hemp. Hemp is the way to go. Hemp can save the world. That's a great Luminaries video. Luminaries had them on the show before. Love to have them back. Check out YouTube video Luminaries. Awesome. Okay, number six. Hemp can be grown organically. Only 8 out of about 100 known pests cause problems on hemp. And hemp is most often grown without herbicides, fungicides, or pesticides. Another reason probably why Monsanto and other giants don't want this crop to be grown is because it has very little, if any, bugs or insects that damage or go into the hemp. So you don't have to spray any herbicides or fungicides or pesticides on it. Hemp is also a natural weed suppressor due to fast growth of the canopy, so it also suppresses all the weed growth and damage of the area. Number seven, hemp produces more pulp per acre than timber on a sustainable basis and can be used for every quality of paper out there. Hemp paper manufacturing can reduce wastewater contamination. Hemp's low lime content reduces the need for acids using in pulping, and its creamy color lends itself to environmental friendly bleaching inside of harsh chlorine compounds. Less bleaching results in less dioxin and fewer chemical byproducts, getting rid of more chemicals. Number eight, hemp fiber paper resists decomposition and does not yellow with age when an acid-free process is used. Hemp paper, more than 1,500 years old, has been found. Hemp paper can also be recycled more times than wood-based paper. Hemp fiber board produced by Washington State University was found to be twice as strong as wood-based fiber board. No additional resins are required due to naturally occurring linings. So again, you don't have to add any chemicals or anything like that. Hemp fiber wood is twice as strong as wood-based fiber wood. Number 10, eco-friendly hemp can replace most toxic pharmaceutical products. Research is being done to use hemp in manufactured biodegradable plastic products, plant-based cellulose foam, recyclable plastics mixed with hemp for injection molded products, and resins made from the oil. To name a very few examples, over 2 million cars on the road today have hemp composite parts for door panels, dashboards, luggage racks, etc. So those are some top 10 reasons of why hemp is so great. Those are facts. Countries growing industrial hemp today, the U.S. is the only industrialized nation in the world that does not recognize the value of industrial hemp and permit its production. Below is a list of other countries that are more rational when it comes to hemp policy. So we are the only country on the planet that has made it illegal permanently until they change the law. Some countries that do grow hemp, we have Australia, Austria, Canada. They're growing it for both reasons. We know that. Hemp is legal in some areas there, like BC, Colombia. Chile, China is the largest exporter of hemp. China, pay attention. Chile has grown hemp. Denmark planted its first modern hemp trail crops in 1997. We also have Finland, France, Germany, Great Britain, Hungary. India has stands of naturalized cannabis in use for its cordage, textures, and seed. Italy, Japan, Netherlands, New Zealand, Poland, Romania, Russia, Slovenia, Spain, Switzerland. Turkey has been growing hemp for 2,800 years. Then we have Ukraine, Egypt, Korea, Portugal, Thailand. And, of course, the United States, again, is the only one that is not allowed to produce hemp. Reason why? Probably for all those reasons. Chemical giants, people like that, cannot come in and destroy or damage the hemp. So the station has been trying to get Grandmother for Hemp on the phone and also for Ted Edward Twitchell Hall III from Occupy Wall Street updates, but has been unable to receive them, either of them yet. So we'll talk a little bit more hemp, and then when we take our next commercial break, we'll get our next guest, which will be David. David is going to be a fascinating guest for the listeners out there that don't know about metaphysics or afterlife or Reiki, those type of things. Stay tuned, because David is going to get into that and also break down what all that stuff means, how you can research it and check this stuff out for yourself again. All right, so talking more about hemp and its importance, we did have Grandmother for Hemp back on the show. It was an old archive. She was on about 6 months ago talking about it. She's an advocate for it. And I think her website, I believe, is grandmothersforhemp.org. So you can check that out and show some support with that. Also, just do your homework. There's tons of stuff. You can just go to Google, YouTube, positive hemp facts or anything like that to check it out. And again, get involved. One part of listening to Starseed Radio is about getting involved. It's not about just hearing the information on here and just doing nothing with it. We talk about so many different topics and so much information, so you could check this stuff out, learn it for yourself, and pass it on to another. People are always saying, well, what can we do? There's so many things wrong. The only thing some of us can do, the best thing some of us can do, is just tell another person. One by one is how we awaken. If we can learn more and spread more awareness about these chemicals and stuff like that, we could get more people into a more sustainable lifestyle, which is one of the projects that me and many others have been working on, are building these sustainable communities, because the way everything is right now, education, schoolings, I mean, you name it, the food, the air, the water is not right. There's either poisonings in it, or the information has been hidden or lied about. So there's lots of things you could do to spread awareness about a number of topics. But again, you have to talk to the person that is open to it. If the person's not open to it, then it's going to take their own experience to have them awakened and to try to live a better way. And it's frustrating sometimes, because we have loved ones, many people that are out there, that if you knew that you could just look into some of this information and check it out and awaken, that they can help their children and others. And that's why a lot of us, including myself, many of the listeners out there, get frustrated from time to time, because we see that there's a better way of living. We try to tell others and share this with others, and some people just aren't ready. Some people just don't want to listen. It's been frustrating for me the last couple of years getting into this information, but most people are just sheltered from it. So no matter what they say or names they call you or black sheeps, whatever it is, the movers and shakers out there were the ones that we're reaching out for out there. We're trying to activate all the leaders out there, because the times are changing. We had lots of things happen in the news. We had the bombing in Boston that happened in New York, I mean in around New York last week. And we also had huge earthquake in Iran, 7.8. Lots of earth changes still happening, lots of things to pay attention to, lots of news, lots of articles, lots of things happening. So as always, check this stuff out. Check our Twitter feed, check our Facebook page. Stay connected. There's tons of links and information on there that can help guide you to research some of this information and stay connected with some of the earth changes and lots of the politics and things that are happening that you can take part in. That's what it's about. It's about motivating people to get involved, take part, and do something about it. What are you going to do just by hearing the information? It's all about putting it out there, putting out that positive energy, so you have some positive energy being brought back out. Also want to give a shout out to the guys that are at the Burn Neon Festival this weekend doing some filming for Starseed Radio. They're out there. Burn Neon is a festival here out in North Carolina. So a shout out to Evan and to Brian and all the other guys and gals out there. It was crazy raining yesterday. The car got stuck in the mud and all sorts of things happened, but we did manage to set up the tent. So if you're out in the Burn Neon Festival going on in North Carolina, check out and stop by Starseed Radio tent, give a shout out, do an interview, and just spread the love and awareness. So there's some information on hemp. Check that stuff out. It is April 20th, 420. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we get back, get ready for David. We'll be good. Enjoy. We'll be right back.
Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
All right, welcome back to the show. You're listening to Starseed Radio, Starseed Energy Radio, going through transition, dropping the energy. So some of the logos right now on some of the sites are still in old transition phase. So with that, we're going to jump to our first guest of the evening, and Edward Twitchell Hall is still MIA. If he does come on board or pop in later on the show, we'll have him in for a few minutes just for an update and see what he's up to. So next we're going to go to David Almeida. He is a New Englander born in a small fishing town in the 1970s. He had some sort of awakening or an incident happen and basically woke him up to – his experiences woke him up and gave him an insight that is unlike most people. And basically because of this awakening and what he experienced, he – later received a certification as a hypnotherapist and Reiki healer and now practices that to this day. And that is something that we talk about on the show, which is this Reiki or energy or metaphysics, life after death, all different topics that are very popular to people all over the world. Why? Because people fear the unknown. And a lot of times when you hear stuff that people don't understand or you hear stuff you don't understand, people turn that into fear. Not what we're trying to do, so that's why we'd like to break things down and always tell people to look this stuff up yourself and do your own homework to see what you can discover and experience on your own. So with that, David, thank you for coming on the show. How are you doing this evening?
Hey, Jonah, I'm great. Thank you for having me on your show. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. So I read a little bit of your bio, but you have a bio on your site. Your website is bodyaliveprinciple.com. You just put out another book. You have some of the information in your first book on the site. But let's back up a little bit, and if you can just explain to the listeners sort of what got you into the metaphysical, spiritual realm, even just talking about this. It's a very taboo topic to many people. It's a topic that a lot of people get ridiculed for, ETs, UFOs, things like this. So in growing up, how was your lifestyle as a teenager? Did you know about these energies from a young age, or is this something that you had a specific awakening and then, you know, learned about this energy for yourself?
I did have this from a very young age, and I just didn't know it, and I didn't know, I felt different, and I didn't know, you know, what it was all about at the time, and that made it difficult as a teenager, and it wasn't actually until I had a lot of strange experiences throughout my life into my 30s, and it wasn't until I hit 40 that I had my awakening and finally understood what it was all about, and so it's been quite a life, you know, dealing with these things that people don't normally deal with, but it's been exciting, too, and I'm having a good time now, and I enjoy what I do, you know, as a mystic.
And that's one of the most important things, David, is to do what you love to do. And the exciting thing, as we talked earlier when we spoke, is these changes that are happening all over the planet, people just are reaching this new awareness to live more sustainable, to be more open to, you know, things that they don't understand, because that's really what it boils down to. It's not about what you can or cannot prove. The stuff we talk about, if you do your research, it is proven. You know, all the indigenous tribes on the planet talked about UFOs and ETs and things like that. So this isn't like, you know, taboo stuff that people just made up recently. This goes back thousands and thousands of years. So it's very interesting to people, but very fearful to people. So in growing up, when you had these certain energies or things that you discovered, obviously, like most people, you were probably either, you know, ridiculed, or when you talked about things, were not really understood. When did things really start to develop where you start to write your first book or really come forward as a Reiki master or with, you know, with some of these abilities?
Well, again, when I hit 40, I began writing Illusion of the Body, because things started to come together and I started to understand what these things were all about. And Illusion of the Body is a mind-body healing technique using hypnosis, talking to your body organs and systems to bring about healing. And then more recently I wrote the First Truth, which is metaphysics. It's metaphysical theories. It's mental science. It's about traditional mystical subjects of the nature of reality, the meaning of life, the nature of the inner self, and it can be deep for some people. And I think that in order for you to awaken, for most people to awaken, there's a little bit of work, and you really do have to research. I don't know that it always comes instantly without any work involved.
Absolutely. And when you talk about mysticism and stuff like that and mystics, I read on your site when I first, you know, we talked about a month and a half or so ago about the Rosicrucian Order, and we've talked about that on the show before. You know, if you really look back even to the Jedi, the D-Jedi goes back to ancient history where they actually had Jedi training, things like that, using this energy, this flow of energy. You know, this stuff, if you really do your research, is something, a lot of these topics go back thousands and thousands of years. George Lucas and, you know, Star Wars didn't just think of all that. It came from a background. It came from a knowledge from history.
That's great.
When you talk about that stuff, it is real ancient knowledge. Do your homework. I did. I took months and months and did a lot of research on a lot of this stuff. So talking about that and talking about hypnosis, metaphysics, we're going to get into all of that. So hang on right there, David. We got to take a quick commercial break. When we get back, let's jump into what metaphysics is and the importance of it. So hang on right there. Here's some more 420 dub. We will be right back.
Black scandal bag, you sit in a bumper, crony head a black bag. Who are the thugs, them with a motor Long Beach? Them load it and leave it before policemen, them reach. Yo, herbalist, high grade specialist, export green stash, import green stash. He love a go-go, so the money get washed. Your hands feel like sweet, no more callous, no rush.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Time to be self-sustained. The Domain. The Domain is an exclusive community for people with environmental consciousness and self-sustaining spirit. By utilizing wind and sunlight as an abundant and reliable source of renewable energy, and coupled with the strongest structure ever devised, the geodesic dome, this development showcases doing more with less and energy freedom for like-minded families. The Domain Ecovillage features indoor organic gardens, aquaponics and hydroponic systems, sacred geometry design of sacred architecture, water recycling and wastewater treatment systems. To find out more information and to see how you and your family can live off-grid, check out DomainEcoVillage.com. That's www.DomainEcoVillage.com.
As the new year approaches, are you ready for more? More health, more vitality, and more well-being. Hi, this is Pastor Jenny, and for 25 years, I spent my life's work teaching people how to achieve more. But in 2010, I got a lesson of my own about RNA drops. I learned that there are millions of gene switches latent in every single cell of my body that are waiting for an activator. I learned that by taking one natural substance, I could begin to activate that power in my genes and achieve the more that I desired. I'd like to share what I discovered with you and offer you a free sample of the product that I've been using for almost 2 years that has created extraordinary results in my life. Go to www.rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call me toll-free at 888-577-3703. That's 888-577-3703. rnafreesample.com. Discover the more that's waiting for you.
Hey, Ryan, could you pull over so I could buy some bottled water?
Sure, Al. But do you still spend money on that stuff?
Well, yeah. Why? What do you get?
I stopped buying bottled water a long time ago, man. With this Sachiel filtration bottle, I can filter 100 gallons of water from any fresh water source.
Yeah? What do you mean? It just looks like a regular sports bottle to me.
It might look like that, but it's much, much more. You see, this 28-ounce water filtration bottle provides the most advanced ionic absorption filtration technology in the world, and it takes out 99.9% of all contaminants, including radiation.
Really? And you could filter 100 gallons of water from any fresh water source on the planet? Wow, that could save me some big bucks. Hey, I could survive a water crisis or a natural disaster with one of those. Where can I get one?
Well, just go to healthonplanetearth.com. That's www.healthonplanetearth.com to order now or for more information.
All right, welcome back to the show. You're listening to Starseed Radio. And we're now joined by David Almedia talking about metaphysics, Reiki energy. David, when you first experienced these energies as a child, you obviously probably didn't understand what they were or know how to even talk about it with people. And in growing up, obviously you did your research and did your homework, which we always tell our listeners to do, because again, you have to experience this stuff yourself to really understand it. And in doing that, having these experiences, you got enough information, knowledge to put out your own information to just sort of carry the torch, educate people, and let people know the good news that once you tap into these energies and this type of stuff, amazing things can happen in your life. And I think that, to me, is the most gratifying, is doing what I love and my passion and having fun with it, which is what you're doing. And now you're of service to people, being a hypnotherapist. So let's jump in, if you can. First, explain just quickly, I say quickly because metaphysics can get so deep, but to the listeners out there that don't understand what metaphysics is, just give them a quick breakdown on what is the science, what is metaphysics?
For me, metaphysics is the study of consciousness, and that does get fairly deep, and it goes into areas such as the meaning of life and in the nature of reality, which I mentioned before. And I had help with this. I had a past life personality, which in metaphysics we know that past lives and future lives can assist you and you can assist them. That's a little deeper than I can talk about here again. But Arthur Waite was the past life of mine, the man who was responsible for the tarot cards, and he has helped me with these books. And I know this through mediums, several. And he's been a great help in, you know, getting this done. And so I have to say I have had some help with this.
And in your first book, what was the response from most people that read the book or had an experience after reading the book? Can you tell us some of the experiences or feedback you got from your first book, The Illusion of the Body?
Illusion of the Body did very well, and people were very interested. And I think it was a fun book to read. It didn't get so deeply into the metaphysics, and it was something very practical. And I did get a lot of good feedback on that book, and it did, you know, sell, and it got into libraries, and I did get, you know, radio interviews and signings and things like that. So it went very well. I'm waiting to see how this, The First Truth, does. It was released a couple months ago, so we'll see.
Now, when we talk about metaphysics and you get into quantum physics, quantum mechanics, there's some great documentaries out there like What the Bleep, The Secret, you know, talking about the observer theory, things like that, where, you know, if you're paying attention or seeing something, your brain, it actually snaps it into this grid, this matrix, with the filters in your brain, correct?
Yeah, I do agree with you about that matrix, and I do think it is something organic. And I believe that these higher beings or something made it that way so that we can experience life the way we're supposed to without interference, if that's what you mean.
Correct.
Okay.
I think that's one of the big reasons or experiments, however you want to put it, of why God or higher power beings, whatever it is, created us, was to experience this duality, to experience this feeling of separateness. Because when you get down to the atomic level, the subatomic level, everything is connected. The elements are all the same. And then there's more and more empty space as you get deeper and deeper. There's nothing even there. So if you can, explain to the listeners out there, quantum mechanics, quantum physics, things like that, why are they important studies? Why have they been important for you?
I guess for me it's just been a real strong pull in that direction, and a lot of people don't go in that direction. Some people are really interested in the law of attraction, and they're interested in how to get things and how to get wealth, and so they study that particular universal law, whereas for me it's been, I want to study all of the universal laws, cause and effect, etc., because I want to know why things work, which there are a few people that want to know why things work. Maybe because we think it's going to lead to greater advances, helping people awaken and helping people understand the mechanics of the universe. You know, I don't know exactly where it's going to go, but that's just been my calling.
And when you have so many people around the world that have experienced, like, near-death experience, that you say, or go into comas and come back, everyone's story is the same. Everybody returns to the same place, meaning that there's people that have those experiences. Like I myself had a near-death experience at 19. I crossed over. I saw the light. I talked to friends that had passed, also, that were no longer with us in this reality, and that was a real experience. When I came back, I knew there was another side, heaven, you know, hell, call it whatever you want. We do return to source or to God, whatever you want to call it. And there's millions of people over the planet that have experienced that, and there's doctors now that are doing tests that even show that the afterlife, ghosts, I mean, things like that are real. It's a reality. Science can't explain it, but when you go into quantum physics, metaphysics, quantum mechanics, things like that, you start getting all the real trippy stuff, all the stuff that does not make sense to science, because science is like the rigorous, you know, experiments, and it has to be, it doesn't go to some of the levels and extents that these other quantum physics and quantum mechanics go to. So, you know, you have to be open to even that, because a lot of the scientists mainstream don't even look at those types of science as a real science. And there's that whole, you know. So have you run into that yourself over the years, with running into people or, you know, that are totally, you know, can't even accept the information or totally disregard the information?
I have with ordinary people, but, you know, it's funny with the Rosicrucians. A lot of those people are physicists, and they're biophysicists and biologists and all kinds of different scientists, and they tend to want to keep a low profile. I don't know what the reason is, really, but I would think it would be because they don't want to be known for that. And I'm not mentioning any particular Rosicrucian organization either, because I don't want to step on anybody's, you know, privacy. But there are, I have found that there are a lot of people that are, it kind of surprises me that there are a lot of people in high positions, psychologists and psychiatrists, that really are interested in metaphysics and near-death experiences. And it seems like it's always the people in general labor jobs that tend to be a little skeptical. So, I don't know.
Well, you know, most of the general population around the world, things like that, are society the way it is right now, is are programmed a certain way. The education that's put out and things that are put out, it's programming. No matter how you look at it, you know, being taught a certain way. So there's a lot of people that don't even have a chance. And I say that sometimes to even my own friends or family, where, you know, some people are just a certain way, and no matter what you say or do is going to change that. If they're eating a certain way and it's killing them and they don't want to change, well, then they don't want to change, and that's how it's just going to be. So we're reaching for the people that are open, that are interested in doing the homework and having those experiences for themselves. That's who we are reaching out to personally. And over the years, how have you developed more of the energies? You're a Reiki master. Now explain to listeners out there, what exactly is a Reiki master for people that don't know?
Reiki is the universal life force, and it is everything. It's the atoms, it's the vibrations that compose the world and the universe, the non-physical universe, I believe. And cultures have called it by other names, prana, chi, I don't know what other names, but every culture has had a name for it. And it's just vibration. It's just every, like, metal, plastic, glass, each type of material has its own vibration. And so these vibrations make up the world. They make up what we experience. And Reiki uses this energy as a healing force to, you know, heal the body.
And in healing the body, you can heal the body of ailments, anything?
You know, I'm sure if you have a gash in your leg, you may need stitches.
Sure.
But I think that Reiki has been proven to heal many things, many unusual things, many things that you would think would be impossible. And I think as we continue to explore Reiki and learn how to use it, I think the uses of it will develop, and, you know, I think great things can come from that.
Well, we see all over now that many different type of modalities, like the crystal bowls, singing crystal bowls, which I have a bunch. I play them every day, or try to, unless I forget. But there's hospitals now, doctors calling these organizations, these companies that are bowls, singing bowls, things like that, to have them come play them for patients in comas. So you're seeing even medical science, medical doctors going into these other alternative healing modalities, a lot of stuff that we talk about, like Reiki, like energy. And again, like you said, you go back to Tai Chi or Qigong or any of that stuff, it's all about the flow of energy. And these are ancient arts that go back thousands and thousands of years. So again, this is not new stuff we're talking about. This is old information that you could find everywhere if you do your homework and research. And in practicing Reiki, how long did it take to become a Reiki master, or, like, what are the levels? How does it work? If a listener out there wants to know, like, what are the process or steps in doing so?
You know, there's courses everywhere, and it starts with level one, and they typically start at $75, and they may be a one-day class, it may be 6 to 8 hours. Level two, you may do another day, and it may be a little more money. And then the third level would be make Reiki Master, which you don't necessarily need to be a Reiki Master to be very good at Reiki. In fact, anybody can be good at Reiki. It's very natural. So, you know, I took my class. My class was over 8 weeks. I would do 2 hours a week, and it worked out well. I often use Reiki because I can see the energy in the dark very well. So I've tried using Reiki on people and directing the energy that I can see in the dark into the person just as an experiment, and it has worked fairly well.
And people that you've worked on, what are some of the experiences that they have reported?
I think they find it very relaxing, first of all, which that in of itself is, the relaxation is almost like a healing force. It allows the body to do what it's supposed to do to bring about the healing. And that's the nature of hypnosis, too. That's all that hypnosis is relaxation, basically. So that's the first thing they report. And very often they'll report that some of their symptoms have been alleviated. You know, sometimes they come back and you may need to do another session, but it's different in everyone by the person, by the nature of the injury or illness.
And in doing your own homework over the years, what has been some of the most fascinating information you found? There's so much to talk about and go over. That's why we talk about so many different topics and have so many guests on the show. But in studying yourself in hypnosis and Reiki, what's some of the most profound information that you feel has been the most, you know, change for you in your transformation?
Well, what a great question. It's that I learned that we're looking for life on other planets, and yet most of the life exists in the non-physical universe on the other side, and there are all kinds of civilizations, all kinds of extra-dimensional aliens and multi-dimensional beings, and unfortunately there's some negative energies. People don't like to acknowledge that, but, you know, they are evil beings, and I have seen them, and they really do exude that feeling of evil. It's kind of an odd thing unless you've experienced it for yourself, but those are some of the things I've encountered.
And when you talk about these other dimensions and things like that, most people right away just disregard it. They don't accept it. But again, if you do your research, NASA itself in 2011, after doing a 4-year experiment, they did the Einstein time and space experiment. NASA did it. Took them 4 years. The conclusion was that they did find a time and space vortex right around the planet Earth, meaning there's a fourth dimension. And the theory, meaning that the theory was correct. There's multiple dimensions. NASA has even shown that. So this stuff we talk about may seem crazy and outrageous to others, but it is perfectly provable. Even science now has looked at it and proven it. And you step into that realm, you can find lots of information. And again, it boils down to just having your own experience, doing some meditation, going to Reiki, experiencing these energies you talk about, then that's it. You can't even tell your brain you didn't experience that because you felt that. You've had that experience. So that's some of the stuff we're talking about, what you talk about in your books, and this energy and these other higher dimensions. All this stuff can be looked up, found, and learned for yourself if you do the homework, because the information's out there. What are some good ways, or we have about a minute left, where people can find out more information about getting involved with Reiki and stuff like that?
Well, you can find anything on the internet. I've written about 50 articles, and they're all over the internet. You can look them up on Google by my name, David Almeida Metaphysics. They'll all come up. I wrote an article last week on the Law of Infinite Reality, which talks about dimensions and that dimensions are unlimited, because somebody last week had told me science has found that there's 10 dimensions.
Yeah.
And I laughed, and I said, no, the dimensions are unlimited. And so the internet, I mean, has a lot of good resources if you know, have a good sense and you're able to pick through them and decide what's right. And, of course, there are a lot of good books. I do like Jane Roberts' Theft. I like Journeys Out of the Body by Robert Monroe. So, and there's a lot of channeled entities out there that are very good.
Yeah, that's a real good way. I've experienced people that have channeled and stuff like that, and they knew information there's no way they could have known. And that's a good experience because even people that have their signs read or things like that, their, you know, astrology charts done, those are all good ways to see that everything is written in the stars and things aren't just happening and things aren't just by chance. Everything has a purpose and a reason. So, David, hang on right there. We're going to take another commercial break, and then we have a few minutes after that, and we'll wrap it up. So hang on right there. You're listening to Starseed Radio. This is the 420 edition. This is 420 Dub. We'll be right back.
Time to relax and unwind. What better way to do so than with Santa Barbara Bells? For over 25 years, our wind chimes have been helping people to relax and enjoy life. Turn your home environment into a pleasurable experience. From the small overture chime to the large super bass, you will find just the right chime to enjoy. All wood, strings, and cordage are protected for long life, and all parts are rust-proof. You have 10 sizes to choose from. To see and hear more of the chimes, go to SantaBarbaraBells.com or call us at 805-733-1513. Santa Barbara Bells is currently having a springtime sale. Come to the website and save up to 50% on all of our chimes. SantaBarbaraBells.com.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
All right, welcome back to the show. You're listening to Starseed Radio. We're joined by David Almeida. His website is BodyAliveProinciple.com. We talked about all different things tonight, Reiki, different energies, metaphysics, quantum physics, all subjects, again, to check out and discover for yourself. But, Peter, before we go, want to talk about something off-topic from all this. Today is 420. We're doing a 420 edition, April 20th, and talked about all the great benefits of hemp, industrialized hemp, and the amazing things, products you could do from it. One of the healthiest plants you can eat. It has all the proteins, fatty acids, everything your body needs. It is like the healthiest green you could eat. Totally illegal in this country, and lots of advocating going on. What is your position on hemp and marijuana, if you have a position?
I don't really have a position. I know it has many benefits for people for a lot of different reasons, and I think that if people need it, and you know, I'm fine. I don't have a problem with it either way. I think if people need it, they should have it, and I don't think it really hurts anybody. I can't say I have a particular position either way, but I do think that, but I don't have a problem with it, I guess.
And I think generally most people are that way. There are so many benefits for it. There's been many cases where it's cured cancer, the hemp oil. My father right now, who is battling that, is doing it, and it's helped. It's actually, they don't know if it's exactly that, but the cancer has shrunk. So there's definitely many medicinal benefits and things like that for it. So definitely in support of it. But again, people like yourself, either way, it doesn't matter. It can happen. But if it helps people, why not have it implemented? What are your plans for the future, David? Any upcoming projects? You know, you just got the new book out. Are you going on tour anytime soon? Book signings going on?
I have some more radio shows coming up, and I am working on a new book, and I'm continuing to write articles and send them out on the internet. I'm not going out on tour at this point. I may, you know, in the future. You never know what's going to happen. I'm trying to network with people. I'm a little concerned about this change that's coming up, and I would like to see people be prepared for it, especially with this economy and this next crisis that we're probably going to have in August with the debt ceiling, which is kind of ridiculous because the government's living off of loans, and it doesn't seem to me that we really have any money. And I think that's going to be a big problem soon.
Absolutely. Well, you have a fiat currency system, which is backed by, like, derivatives, which are backed by basically nothing. They're made up. They're set to collapse, and we know it's happening. It's something that's going to happen if something doesn't happen even before that, because there's so many different things wrong with our system right now. It's just, it's unbelievable, which is why the change is happening. There is an awakening happening. People are getting more conscious. They want to become sustainable, getting off the grid, less energy consumption, you know, with things like fracking that pierce the Earth's crust, you know, to release natural gas and ridiculous things that, you know, we're doing for energy when there's all sorts of free energy, zero point energy, Tesla energy, you know, stuff like that that can be implemented. Generators, engines that run off water, all this stuff is there and available. And so it's time for the change. I know you feel there's lots of people waking up to these different principles and ways of living. So it's real exciting times. And again, just keep doing what you're doing and the universe will support you every way. God, Buddha, whatever you want to call it.
Absolutely.
Well, great. David, thank you for coming on the show. Your website, bodyaliveprinciple.com. And you have a good night. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you, Jonah.
Here's some more 420 dubstep. We'll be right back.